Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Join Saints Happy Hour Fan Club today. We'll mail you the best swag. You'll get exclusive access to our daily Saints podcast, and you can talk football 24/7 with other Saints fans in our Discord channel. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome into a special free edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast, Wednesday edition. And listen, we made this one free to everybody because I want you people to understand what Andrew delivers to our patrons. When the Saints sign a free agent, he goes into the film room, breaks that shit down, and gives you a post. If you're a $10 patron, you can read it. It's awesome. He's got GIFs. He's got play breakdowns. It's amazing. That's another reason to sign up for a patron. You get the booze bundle, but you get all these write-ups by Andrew. And, of course, this is because the Saints signed Nigel Bradham, Andrew. But I just want to explain to people why I love your posts, and not just because you're my best pal. Here's the reason. Like, we love these deep dives on the Saints players. We want to know the skinny on Nigel Bradham, but I don't care enough about him to read 2,000 words and 20 play breakdowns. It's like Craig Robertson. Andrew did a breakdown on him. Andrew was like, great on special teams, heavy hands, so he's good in the run game, kind of sucks at pass coverage, is real aggressive, so he'll make big plays and mistakes. And that's it. That's Craig Robertson summed up by you. And, like, that's all I need to know about Craig Robertson. I don't need 30 minutes and 2,000 words. Like, he's not important enough for me to care. But that said, Nigel Bradham, he's an interesting Andrew for a number of reasons, because when we talk about the 2020 Saints and we talk about their roster and how amazing it is, and it is, and it's deep, and it's the best roster in Saints history, we always come back to what's the one concern? And top of the list, linebacker. So, yeah. Nigel Bradham, the signing, what was the thing that you jumped out when you did the film? You're like, oh, he's good at that.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks, Ralph, for the nice words. And, you know, I think I get good feedback from all the $10 patrons. I think they enjoy the write-ups and everything, so we'll keep doing them. But this was a fun one. We've done podcasts before, and in fact, I linked a podcast in my write-up to where we mentioned that linebacker is kind of a hole on this roster and we're concerned about it. Yeah. And so, you know, from that point of view, the signing makes sense. And I knew Bradham mostly because I watched every play of Malcolm Jenkins. So when I did Malcolm Jenkins' write-up from last year, I watched every game, I watched every play. And so, you know, obviously just Bradham's a starter for the Eagles, so I was familiar with the player just based on that. But, you know, when I looked closer at it, kind of interesting in the sense that, you know, so the Eagles had an injury at linebacker. And the first thing I really liked is that once they had an injury, you know, Bradham was already a starter, but he took over the play calling duties. And you just see how he's calling plays, how he's setting up his teammates. And he's basically a captain out there. You know, he's calling the plays for the defense, and you can tell he's a high IQ guy. He's a guy that players respond to and respect. He seems like a good teammate and a respected teammate. And you can just tell, like, he has the IQ and the experience. So right away, you're plugging a guy that's going to come in and knows exactly what he's doing. Looking throughout his career, he's played 3-4 with Buffalo. He's played 4-3 with the Eagles. He's played weak side. He's played middle linebacker. I think he can play strong just because, and I'll get to your question in a second, which is where I was most impressed. But I just think overall he's a versatile guy. So even if he's not starting for you, like let's say Alonzo and Anzalone are both healthy and fine to start the year, I just think he's a multiple player that can back up multiple positions. And I do think he's good enough to start. You know, the question marks for him is he's 31 years old, you know, so declining in terms of age and ability. But he was pretty good last year, even when you watch him play for the Eagles. So overall, the Saints are getting a good quality player. So anyway, to respond to your question more specifically, what did I like most about him? I would say two things. I would say number one, very good dropping back into zone coverage. He just finds his spots. He's pretty quick. He ran a 4.56 40 at the combine. So he's probably not that fast anymore, but I mean, that's Stephon Anthony speed, with the difference being he actually knows what he's doing out there. So you know, he'll drop into those zone coverages. He's not great. He's not a playmaker, so he's not going to get a ton of picks or whatever, but he's going to drop into his zones quickly. He's going to find the ball quickly. He's going to tackle soundly. So you like that. One of the most impressive things about him on tape was his ability in the screen game. So I just thought he was pretty good at, when he was engaged with a block, kind of fighting his way through traffic and finding his way to the ball carrier.
Yeah, that's a
screens can be terrifying, you know, because screens, like sometimes if you're set up to get screwed there, it can be bad.
It's like working through, it's like digging through garbage, right? You gotta wade through all the bodies and get there. And you gotta diagnose, you gotta realize what the play is. You gotta diagnose it. But yep. A lot of times when for play diagnosis, it's like, oh, it's this, and you just run and get there. With a screen, you got all these bodies. You gotta like wade through. And certain linebackers that have been good can't do it. So that's a positive thing for me. And I want to touch on back to your thing about you love that he's versatile. I wonder, Andrew, if – because we all know that, like, when you come in the back half of the roster and backups, coaches have always – they've always valued a guy who can play special teams and do multiple positions. I wonder in 2020 if that's even going to be heightened, because a coach like Sean Payton is going to – they know. He looks at baseball and he sees the Marlins and the Cardinals getting coronavirus. You know that it's going to happen. Like, it's going to come into the Saints and dudes are going to test positive during the year. You know it's going to happen. You don't know to who. You don't know what position. But I wonder, because of that thought process that coaches will probably have, will they value versatility even more? Will they be like, a guy who he might not be as good at another linebacker at rushing or whatever, but he can do all these things. And we don't know if Corona's going to hit us, and we might need his ass to play here or there or somewhere else, and I need versatile dudes. And I wonder if teams are going to weight that even more than they normally do.
100%. 100%. And I'll throw this, you know, the practice squads are expanded, so you can have, I think, six more players on the practice squad, and you can protect four of them where you won't lose them. They can't even be poached.
You can move. It's like, so, it's minor league baseball. You can move them up and down.
Right. So
we are driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
because of that, I think teams are going to be less likely to stash a guy on the active roster that they're afraid to lose, you know, either a rookie or a UDFA or just a promising player that's not playing much. And I think they're going to maybe lean more towards keeping veterans on the active roster that are multiple, that they know can come in a pinch and start somewhere if they get an injury or a positive coronavirus test or whatever. And they're just going to be more experienced and know what to do in a pinch, you know? So I just think you're maybe going to see more veterans. The other thing is they're not going to have preseason to evaluate these people. They're not going to have as much opportunity to say, I'm watching the tape, this guy's washed. So they're going to trust what they think they know more. And what they think they know more is not undrafted rookies proving themselves. It's guys that have already proven themselves, the veterans. So I think this all plays out to guys like Bradham are at an advantage because you know that he knows where he's supposed to be. You're not trying to develop him. You know that he's going to be in the film room. He's going to do what he needs to do. He's going to understand his position. He's going to understand the defense. And it's purely with a guy like that, it's purely about physical skills. Is he still young and healthy enough to execute? And if the answer is yes, then you can trust he's...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And the thing is, though, Andrew, and I'll say this, and this was something that I learned when I was a young guy, and Mike Dettillier, brilliant, y'all know him. I remember when I was the first covering the Saints for WWL, and I would go out to practice, and him and Buddy D never went out to practice, but Mike Dettillier did. And I saddled up to Mike Dettillier and became friendly with him, and I would watch practice with him. And he always told me, you know, this was back when Ashley Ambrose, his second tour with the Saints. Remember, he played the 1 year under Ditka, and he was great. He went to Atlanta, and then he came back under Hazlitt, and he looked amazing in the 7-on-7. And I was like, God, he's going to be really good. And Mike Dettillier, he nudged me. He's like, nah, man. He's like, let me tell you something. Veteran players, they know how to practice and they know how to make themselves look good if they need to look good. So practice can trick even coaches sometimes. So I think it's going to be really, really interesting and really, really challenging on how teams make evaluations, mistakes, and that sort of thing, because it's just harder. And Andrew, you have more limited practices, and you have these you're only practicing against each other, right? So you don't want to. Do you want to go as hard and risk getting guys hurt? That if you get them hurt, they're your own guys. So I just think this year it's going to be a mess. And Sean Payton said as much. In his press conference last week to the media, where he's like, This is not training camp. This is something completely different, and we're just going to do the best we freaking can to get ready for it. But don't call it training camp, because it's not.
And because of all that, I think it's an advantage for these kind of guys. But it's interesting you brought up Craig Robertson, because I feel like Nigel Bradham is the exact opposite of Robertson. Like, he's completely different as a player. And I say that because now, you know, he's 31. He's not quite, he'll be 31 in September. So he's not quite as fast as he used to be, but he's definitely faster than Robertson. You know, he has good gap assignments. So you made one comment that I would just correct a little bit in saying that Robertson's good against the run. Robertson's good against the run when he's there. So he's got heavy hands. He's a good tackler. He's physical. So if he's there, usually he makes the play, and you like his ability against the run.
He's like Kevin. He's like Kevin for our big show. He's good when he's there.
If he's there. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the gap assignment stuff, you know, sometimes he gambles, sometimes he shoots the wrong gap, and that leaves a huge cutback lane or whatever. So, to me, Bradham is way more disciplined than that. So I like his ability against the run, and that he doesn't have maybe the power and the girth of Robertson, but, you know, he, generally speaking, he weaves through traffic pretty well. He absorbs blocks pretty well, and he's disciplined. He's going to be in his gaps. He's going to fill, he's going to be in his fills. And so you just know that he's going to be in the right spot, which I like. The thing that Robertson, you know, the thing I keep coming back to besides his energy, the thing that I love about Robertson is if he gets his hands on the ball, he's making a play. Like, you just never know. He gambles and he's going to drive you crazy, but he's going to get sacks and he's going to get forced fumbles and he's going to get interceptions because he has terrific ball skills for a linebacker. And it's kind of the opposite with Bradham, you know. And in fact, I posted a link to an article where Jim Schwartz, his coach at the time, says, hey, terrific linebacker, was instrumental for us in the Super Bowl. By the way, Bradham played in the Super Bowl against the Patriots and had 7 tackles in that game and had a monster game in that Super Bowl win. So that was a big reason why he got rewarded with the massive contract. But, you know, Bradham, I think everything is there except the playmaking ability. And it's funny because, like, Stephon Anthony's another one where, like, he made a bunch of plays. Like, when he was there, he had ball skills.
First defensive 2-point conversion in NFL history. As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball will soon be in full swing, and there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be in on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. Bet Online, your online wagering experts.
That's right. Stephon That's right. Anthony. But he just didn't have the IQ, didn't have the play recognition, didn't know where to be. Bradham's going to do all that. It's just when he's there and the ball hits him in the hands, most of the time it bounces off his chest. And I posted a GIF of where, in a textbook against the Redskins, where he drops into his zone, you know, drops deep into his zone, like perfect coverage that does exactly what he's supposed to, reads the quarterback's eyes, sees that it's a 15-yard hook route to the receiver to the left of him, reads it perfectly, makes a perfect break on the ball, goes right in front of the receiver, easiest pick ever, bounces right off his chest. And so, like, that's the thing, like, you're just not going to get a bunch of forced fumbles. Like, he's not a playmaker. So when you have a player with this profile, you've got to surround him with talent, which, check. I mean, the Saints have a lot of talent. And he just wants to be a guy that you can count on to be in his spot, to be disciplined, to do his thing, and let kind of the other guys around him make the play. So as long as you have Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, Davenport, Lattimore, Marcus Williams. I mean, there's plenty of guys on this defense. Like, it's a great fit. And I do think, depending on how Alonzo and Anzalone do, and Zach Bond maybe is the X factor, depending on how those guys do, there's a path to Nigel Bradham not only making this team, but starting for this team and maybe being a pretty reliable player.
Here's what I want. Ideal season for Nigel Bradham is he makes the team. We kind of forget about him because he doesn't play much because Anzalone or Kiko Alonso are healthy and playing great. DeMario Davis is
which
his
would
normal.
Be kind, and that would be kind of like Manti Te'o, right?
Yeah, but post-Thanksgiving, the Rona arrives with the linebackers, or two dudes get nicked and they're down three linebackers. And, oh, by the way, Bradham, you're playing this week, and it's a huge game. I need him to be decent in that moment. And, listen, in 2017, Manti Te'o, he did it. You know, they were beat up to hell, and he delivered as a backup. We're like, oh, we need him now, and he came. And was it 2017 or 20? It was 2017 or 2018 where he made the play on Christmas against the Falcons.
Against the Falcons, that was 17, I think.
17, Christmas Eve. He made the goal line play against the Falcons, and he hadn't done much up until that the whole year. But like when the Saints needed him, Manti Te'o was like, I'm here, let's roll. And that's the ideal situation for Bradham. I just think, man, the Saints, they have been really good at these sort of bottom of the roster moves the last 4 years, and like Manti Te'o and other guys. So I think this is going to be a decent, good signing. If Bradham's on the roster, though, Andrew, somebody's not. Who do you think it's Alonzo that should be very, very concerned about this?
I do, because it sounds like he's not going to be 100% ready to start, and so he's got some catching up to do. And I just feel like the Saints, you know, they already have a healthy older linebacker that's multiple and can help them in so like, you know, he's the unhealthy one that kind of fits a similar profile. And unless Kiko Alonso can show, like, not only, yes, I'm recovered from the ACL injury, but like I'm back to being the guy I was, which, you know, at his age with that injury is tough. I think he's probably the guy that should be most concerned by the signing for sure. But, you know, I think Alex Anzalone too, because those guys, they need to be healthy, and neither of them have done that consistently. So we'll see. But I'll leave with this parting thought, Ralph. And I do think this is important. And I mentioned this when the Saints signed Malcolm Jenkins, and I mentioned it when they signed Emmanuel Sanders. The profile of those free agents that they signed, they're bringing in guys that have won Super Bowls. And I don't think it's by accident. I believe that they wanted older players that have won Super Bowls because of the way they've been kicked out of the playoffs the last 3 years. Heartbreaking, awful losses right on the very last play. Walk-off losses the last 3 years. And when you think about kind of the mistakes that were made, but besides the offensive line play, you know, Tommy Lee Lewis, you know, you're forced to throw to him on a third down because he's in the game on the no call. You know, Marcus Williams makes a mistake, you know, and Patrick Robinson gets beat deep on a play in overtime. I mean, there's plenty of those.
Traquan Smith drops a huge play.
Yeah, Traquan Smith drops a ball. And I just think the Saints are like, look, we need guys that have been there, that have done it, and that's how we get over the hump of winning these games. And I just think when you look at Bradham, Nigel Bradham has won a Super Bowl. He played a very good game against the Patriots, yep. 7 tackles in that game to help the Eagles win a Super Bowl. He's a leader. He calls plays, you know, for the defense. He has the IQ. He has the experience. And I just think this is another profile player where the Saints are like, let's get a guy in our building that is going to help us get over the hump. Because it going exactly back to what you said, God forbid something happens to one of these guys where all of a sudden you're in the playoffs and Bradham's been on the bench all year. Well, now you have to start him and the game's on the line. You know, you're inside 2 minutes here and you got to make a play. You'll say it's 4th and 1. Is he going to have the gap assignment to be in the right spot, make that 4th and 1 tackle, get the turnover on downs, and win the game for you? Because the Saints haven't had guys making those plays for them the last 3 years when it counted at the end of playoff games. So I just think when you look at these three guys again, these signings, I think Sean Payton, it's purposeful. It's not by accident. He wants guys that have won, that know what to do when the stakes are the highest.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a great way to end it. And I will just end it by saying, free people that you listen to this podcast, you're not a patron. Sign up, and you get the rest of the month free. We don't charge your credit card until the first of the month. So you can sign up and you can try the podcast. You can get all the content for free. You can try us out. And if you don't like it, cancel it. We won't charge you on the first of the month. But you're going to love it. And then you're going to get charged. You're going to get your booze bundle. You're going to get access to Andrew's $10 content. It's going to be amazing. You're going to get in the Discord channel and meet all kinds of cool Saints fans where we're goofing on each other, goofing on the Falcons. It's amazing. So join us. So for Andrew, I'm Ralph. That's it. We will see you again tomorrow.